The European Union's top diplomat in Zimbabwe, Ambassador Aldo de la Ricia, told reporters following an EU Council meeting of foreign ministers held in Brussels, Belgium earlier today that the EU had resolved to delist 21 individuals from its sanctions list.
The European Union has also agreed to delist 21 persons from the current list, two of which are deceased. So as a matter of fact, there are 19 people who are alive, who are delisted from the list, and one entity subject to the restrictive measures being linked to one of these 21 persons. I anticipate on your question, ZMDC has not been delisted. The company which is delisted is Divine Homes, which is linked to one of the individual delisted.
Those who were delisted include late Vice President John Komo, the late Minister of Higher Education Stan Mudenge, former Education Minister Michael Nyambuya, former Deputy Finance Minister David Chafika, former Health Minister David Parirenyatwa, Mr. Mugabe's nephew Patrick Zhuwao, and former Women's Affairs Minister Shuvai Mahofa, among others. Ambassador de la Ricia said the EU foreign ministers also resolved to suspend travel bans on six ZANU-PF ministers, although they still remain on the sanctions list.
Based on these assessments of the situation, the European Union Council has decided to suspend immediately the travel ban to six ministers of the ZANU-PF party, in addition of maintaining the suspension of the visa ban to the two ministers of the re-engagement team. So altogether, eight ministers, ZANU-PF, see their visa ban suspended. The two ministers of the re-engagement team, as you know, are Minister Chinamasa and Minister Mumbengegwe, the Minister of Justice and the Minister of Foreign Affairs, and the other ministers that see their visa ban listed are Minister Walter Mzembe, Minister of Tourism, Minister Francis Nema, Minister of Environment and Natural Resources Management, Mr. Herbert Murerwa, Minister of Lands and Rural Resettlement, Mr. Sylvester Nguni, Minister of State in the President's Office, Minister Sitembiso Nyoni, Minister of Small and Medium Enterprises, Development and Employment Creation, and Mr. Webster Shamu, Minister for Media, Information and Publicity.
The EU's representative said travel bans for the six ministers were suspended because the reasons that existed during the time those restrictive measures were put in place no longer existed, but warned that the restrictions may be reimposed if the EU feels otherwise. The ambassador said the holding of a credible referendum expected to be conducted March 16 may justify the total lifting of sanctions imposed on President Robert Mugabe and some senior ZANU-PF officials.
A peaceful and credible constitutional referendum would represent an important milestone justifying an immediate suspension of the majority of all remaining European Union targeted restrictive measures against individuals and entities.
The EU Council also urged political parties in the unity government to ensure that elections expected to be held sometime this year are credible, adding the global political agreement should also be fully implemented, as well as the SADC roadmap. The EU, America, and other nations like Australia and New Zealand imposed sanctions on President Mugabe, his wife Grace, and other top ZANU-PF officials in 2002 on allegations of election rigging and violating citizens' rights. ZANU-PF has for a long time blamed these targeted measures for the wars afflicting the nation. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.